Hour number two, Darren, Donick, Jace, here on this Monday morning. Hope everybody's having a great start to your week. This is what I know before we get out of here this hour. Tell us what you know, and you can win a pair of tickets to see, by the way, a pair of tickets before you can even buy them, to see WWE Monday Night Raw at Bridgestone Arena. That'll be December 2nd. I'm sure I've got Chase's attention now.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Chase, you cannot win the tickets. I'm sorry to tell you.
I know. We need to talk to Richard.
Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
We need to talk FYI. To Richard this week because WWE's big deal with Fox kicks in, makes its debut on Friday. The $1 billion deal that they signed.
Oh,
that,
really?
That debuts Friday. I'd love to get Richard's thoughts.
It's on Fox?
Mm-hmm. Big Fox.
Wow.
SmackDown.
Okay.
Richard was actually talking about it on his podcast last week.
Yeah.
Just talking about how he can't wait to hear all the NFL announcers reading the promos for it. Especially yeah, Buck and Aikman this Thursday.
They've been using Buck and Aikman, but like Terry Bradshaw has been doing some promotional stuff with it, which I think he's a fan. I think he has been for a while, so he fits. But yeah, I'd be curious to see what Richard thought.
So that's what's on the line for This Is What I Know coming up at about 11:45. Vontaze Burfict, who was ejected from the game yesterday. The Raiders went into Indy and beat the Colts. AFC South, everybody is 2-2.
Yes,
today, the league has weighed in on Burfict, and they have told him, sir, you can have the rest of the season off. He is suspended for the rest of the year. The Raiders are in London. They went straight from Indy to London. They play in London this weekend. Burfict is done for the season. I guess when you get 19 strikes by the league, I guess once you get strike 20, you're done for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the Raiders should have known what they were signed up for, right? They should have known what they were signing up for. Let's go to the phone. 737-1025. Bob wants to weigh in on the discussion. Bob, what's up?
Oh, thanks for calling. I only agree with Willie on something, so I figured I'd call in. If this was baseball, wouldn't we put a closer in here? And that's the way I see Derrick Henry, so I don't understand what the problem was. They did all the right stuff yesterday.
Okay. So you liked what you saw in the second half?
Oh, yeah. It was, as Willie said, they had four drives, and he drove, and, you know, stupid coaching decision not to kick a field goal, but that you can't, you know, don't blame that on Mariota. But he did everything right in the first half. Why would you keep going? You got to work the clock, too, and Henry's your closer. Keep putting him in.
Okay. There's a vote for Willie. And I will say this to you, Bob. Thanks for calling. 737-1025.
Let me say this. I'm not blaming anything in the second half on Mariota necessarily. I think he had one of the best halves of his career. My whole thing is knowing the inconsistencies that you have with him, you see him clicking on all cylinders, having a good first half. Why would you want to go away from that? I have no problem with running the football some with Derrick Henry. That's why you have a running back like Derrick Henry. But I wanted to see more of that offense that I saw in the first half in the second. Just, you know, bury him. Take the field goal. Don't go for it on fourth and one. Put up some more points. I don't like seeing drives end in punts when I saw a lot of touchdowns in the first half. That's all I'm saying. Just don't take the foot off the gas. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
They had four possessions in the second half.
And no points. And three punts.
Yeah.
That's
not bad.
When you get into playing a good team, because Atlanta is not a good team, I'm with you, Darren. Well, Dan Quinn's getting fired.
The thing is, they are good. They're not good defensively. We talked about it all last week. The loss of Neal, that hurt them. But by the way, they had injuries too. Injuries were mounting with them. By the way, Alex Mack, did anybody – I mean, it was a really dirty play. Was it not?
Yeah, I thought so.
I mean, a really dirty play. Is the league going to take any action with him? I mean, I know they made the call.
I've been looking. I haven't seen anything yet.
I mean, my goodness. But they were starting to, you know, bodies were starting to fall for the Falcons. And I don't know. I felt like they left a little bit out there when Mariota was having a game that we've all been, you know, we've been looking for that first half for almost 5 years. And there's been some here and there. There have been. It's not like this is the first time it's happened. But, I mean, I really thought He was money in the first half. Like, he was making throws. It's like, wow, okay, wow. Where has that been? More times than not.
Well, the protection,
that is not there.
The protection was better.
Yes. They were not it had nowhere to
they
go.
They were not
up.
Going up against the defense that had a ferocious pass
rush. Well, we talked about
rush.
It all week. Their pass rush was awful. They had 5 sacks on the year. The Falcons can't get to the quarterback. We talked about that, and it played out. By the way, it was one of our pick six questions.
He also got his wide receivers to make some plays. Those guys made some nice grabs on balls that were not easy catches.
Yep.
Right? So that's huge. I mean, the caliber of people he is throwing to is better. This year, you got hope you can build on that, because you were saying, well, that made Delanie Walker only got one catch. Well, if you have 5 or 6 guys who can make plays, and you have a running back that you love it when he carries it 25, 26 times, not everybody's going to have great numbers every week. It's every week can you exploit the matchups, and now all of a sudden the Bills are going to go, well, AJ Brown, oof, Corey Davis. Pretty good. We got to account for those guys. So maybe it's Humphreys this week that has 6 catches. Or Delanie Walker comes back and has 5 or 6
catches.
That's
a fair point.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, what's up?
Sorry, guys. Willie 2, Chase and Darren 0. I'm with Willie. Mario did have a great game, and you were right. Everything that he was doing the first half was spot on with those passes. We had definitely been waiting for that. There's nothing more demoralizing than not being able to stop the run. And if you've got Derrick Henry, I believe that you go ahead and run it and, salt the game away. Defense is playing well. So I'm with him. Mariota can choke it. He can lose it. So I think it's best to go ahead and stick with Derrick Henry and run the ball. So, Willie, I'm on your side there.
Another terrible call. Thank you for the call, Jim.
But let me ask this.
Winning football.
Why would you not, because of something he just said, that Mariota could choke it away or whatever, why would you not just continue to let him do what he was doing in the first half to build his confidence? I know in year 5 we shouldn't have to build a quarterback's confidence, but if he's having a good game, let him continue to have a good game.
He did have a good game. At the end of the day, he can look at the stats and say, I had a good game.
I mean, I'm saying this more for his benefit. I'm trying to defend him.
What is he not satisfied with today?
I'm sure he's fine. Like he's.
What you think his coaches are upset that he didn't do better in the second half? I mean, they are thrilled with how that game went. From his standpoint, he did exactly what he needed to do. He's got no interceptions through 4 games.
Is he the only starting quarterback through 4 weeks that hasn't thrown a pick? Is that right?
And I think we would all say he still has to play better for them to get to the next level.
No, it's
not
about playing better. It's about being consistent. This is what we've talked about.
No, I'm not saying better than he did yesterday.
It's just about
in the 4 games as a whole, he's got to be better for them to get to the next level.
Yeah.
He's done the job in 2 games, and they've won both games. He's left some stuff to be desired in the other 2 games, and they've lost both. It's not that simple, but that's life of being a quarterback.
Let's go to Tommy. Tommy, what's up?
Hey, love the show and love the passion you guys carry with it.
Thank you.
My comment is, I mean, yeah, everybody enjoyed the first half, but if Marcus would have come out in the second half and threw 2 picks and made it a tied game or a close game, everybody would have said, why wasn't Derrick Henry in there? Why wasn't Derrick in there? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, Tommy, that's actually a really good point. You know what? That was a really good call because he's right. We all would have been doing that, including us. Jay
said
the 2
we
of us.
We would have.
We would have done that.
There was a lot of people go, where's Derrick Henry?
But
how come he never gets
the
ball?
Difference is we can admit it. And you won't admit that if the things would have gotten hairy or this thing would have gone to overtime, you would have had a different tone. The difference is we can admit it. You won't. That's the difference.
Am I not admitting?
Well, it's easy when nothing happened. I get it.
Because nothing happened.
Right, that's my point. You would have a different tone.
But it didn't. You're ahead. You're leading the game. It's 24-7, then it's 24-10. You have the upper hand. The only way that you can lose the game is if you give them and hand them big mistakes. Where do mistakes happen? Taking chances. You have a guy that doesn't fumble. He did fumble yesterday, like a foot from the sideline. It didn't cost him. Also, by the way, Marcus Mariota, on the play that he fumbled, the guy made a nice play. That's a touchdown. He's going to score if that guy doesn't pop the ball free. That was a great play call. There was no Falcons in the picture when he's moving up there. So these are plays that happen in the second half. But I just think that when you have Derrick Henry and you have a 2-touchdown lead, you feed him the ball, you keep the clock running. That's an age-old thing.
Why would you worry about interceptions? We just said it. He hasn't thrown any. Why would you worry about that?
Because you know.
He hasn't thrown any.
Because you know that he is capable
of
throwing interceptions.
You can't praise him about not throwing any interceptions at this point and say, well, hey, that's a reason not to have him throw in the second half so he doesn't throw any picks.
And I'm going to see to it that he continues to not throw interceptions.
Oh,
because
so
you're not
shut him down?
Because you're not taking chances. There's no reason to take chances when you're up. And you have a very good defense. You're playing against a team that has no running game.
The Falcons have no running game.
They have an offensive line. They had injury issues. So
yep.
You're getting to the quarterback.
They'd already lost one
of
their guards.
You have a pretty good feel that you're going to give up some yards, but you can stop them.
Yep. Let's go to Tyron and Brentwood. Tyron, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I tell you, Darren, you're preaching to the choir. I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, in a game like that yesterday, I think you could have found a good mix of running Derrick Henry and continue to let Mariota throw. You got to keep your gas on your foot pedal, your foot on the gas, because in this day of in the NFL, and Atlanta's a juggernaut offensively, and you can never think the game's over and think it's over, because they could blow up, go on a spurt, and then you're like, "Oops, wow, dang." So I agree. It's easy to say today that you won and be like try to brush it under the bridge, but had they lost yesterday, if Matt Ryan and Julio had went off, Titans fans would be crucifying a lot today. So I think this team, Mariota needs all the confidence in the world. He's in a contract year. This is not a coaching staff that drafted him. And I think Robinson and Vrabel is going to sink or swim with Vrabel this year unless the unthinkable happen at the end of the year and free agency comes up in March and a certain thing happened. But that's another story for another day. They got to keep giving Mariota confidence, because they're only going to go as far as he takes them. You got to let the big dog eat in Henry. But you can do both and keep your foot on the gas pedal, and I agree. That was a big win yesterday. If you lose that game yesterday, it could get away from you, and then it could be trouble, big trouble.
Yep. Tyron, finally a really good call. Thank you for your call. Really good stuff there.
I don't understand why you're so worried.
Really good call.
You're talking about two drives.
You can't take the foot off the gas.
In two drives?
Yeah.
Because the last two drives were good drives, right? They had the ball four times in the second half. Two of them were good drives. There was only two that weren't. One of them, they had a penalty. There was a 10-yard penalty that kind of short-circuited
the drive. Do you remember
when
the Falcons were up 25 points in a Super Bowl in the second half? Do you remember that?
Yeah, and what could they not do?
They
couldn't churn it out on the ground.
Where's their Super Bowl trophy?
They didn't have Derrick
Henry. Did they have that display in the stadium?
You're making my point for me.
Right?
Because they were not capable with the defense and with the running game to do the traditional, this is how you close out games when you have a big lead. Right? They kept throwing.
They took their foot off the gas and they lost to Indy.
They lost to Indy.
I'm making this point. They lost to Indy because they went into conservative mode and
they let Indy get
momentum, and Indy came back and they won the game. They never had their foot on the gas against Jacksonville, and they lost to two teams that they got behind 14-0. Because that's why when you have control of a football game, keep that control. Keep the momentum.
When did they not have control of the game yesterday?
Honestly, I thought Tyron said it best.
Control of the game.
I am not saying that I wanted him to come out and be a gunslinger in the second half. Couldn't you just do a little bit more balance? Just a little bit? I mean, wouldn't you like to have seen him throw just a little bit more? Or no? I mean, just a little bit?
Okay.
When he's throwing that well?
You want to go through the – here's the second half.
Can we do that on the other side?
Yeah.
Let's go
through, and you tell me where they took the foot off the gas. We'll go through the play-by-play.
Okay. Oh, I see what you did there. Play by play. You want to do some play by play?
I will read you the plays, and you tell me that this was in the shell.
Okay, he's getting ready for Thursday.
They took the foot off the gas.
He's getting ready for Thursday. He's going to come back with
more
some
like Saturday.
Play by play.
I don't.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Saturday.
Sore subject. Sorry. Hey, only 11 more after Thursday. Does that make you feel a little bit better? No, probably not. By the way, there is some news on the Predators. We'll also tell you on the other side. Darren, Donnick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Thanks, Kamish. Vince Ferrara coming up at high noon. Talk about the Vols' big win in a bye week. They got a big one this week. What will they do? We'll talk about all that and more with Vince at noon. We'll also let you hear a little bit of Mike Vrabel today when he talks at 12:30. Ramal on Twitter says, if the Titans' defense doesn't stop the Falcons on 3 fourth downs, the Titans probably lose in the second half.
Can we stop with the if this happened or if that happened?
I'm just reading a tweet. Why are you getting mad at me? I'm just reading a tweet. That's all I'm doing.
But you know the if they had not, then the play calls would have been different.
A messenger.
Good
That's all I am.
Grief. If they didn't score 3 touchdowns in the first half, then they would have probably had to throw more in the second half, right? If A.J. Brown didn't catch that ball, we can play that game all day. So now, let me get to this, all right? I'm going to give you the plays. And you guys tell me, honestly, where you have a problem with the play calls, okay? I want you guys to be honest.
Is this going to make
honest.
Us think a lot?
No.
I don't want to think a
what
lot.
What was the first play they ran in the second half? What was
What's
the first
it,
play?
What, it's too much
what
thinking.
What was it?
Too much thinking.
Okay? You guys said they took
quizzes.
The foot off the gas.
I don't want to take a test. Let's just talk.
No, you said they
Marcus
took the foot
Mariota
off the gas.
Short over the middle to Corey Davis.
For how many yards?
16 yards.
16 yards. Is that taking the foot off the gas?
It worked. Like,
oh,
it's been working the whole game.
I'm sorry. You have a problem with that play?
Absolutely
they
not.
They threw the ball. No. 16 okay. yards.
Love it.
Then
to
what'd
Corey
they do?
Davis.
Tell
were
me
you
what
guys,
they did next.
Right. Derrick Henry. They're not allowed to hand the ball to Derrick Henry?
Yep, they can.
Yeah, he got -1. So the play didn't work, so that was
get back
just taking
passing.
The foot off the gas.
Get back to passing. Didn't
right.
work.
So they went no huddle.
Mm-hmm.
Is that taking the foot off the gas? They threw the ball to Jonnu Smith for 5 yards.
Did it work?
He got 5 yards.
Oh, did it work?
It worked. He
oh,
caught
that's right.
the ball.
So 2 passes have worked. The run has not. Okay, go right. ahead.
And then they went 3rd and 6, and they went shotgun, and they passed the ball. Incomplete.
It was incomplete.
Incomplete.
Yeah.
To who? To who?
It doesn't say.
It
says pass incomplete.
Two?
Well, you know what he did? That was one of those
Deion
where,
Lewis?
No,
was that Deion Lewis?
It was one of those plays where, and it happened like 3 times yesterday, he started rolling right, and the guy's running at him. He just had to chuck it out of bounds. He just flung
it out
of there.
He did that several times.
By the way, Deion Lewis.
Was that? Wow.
What is he?
It's a fair question.
I was all in.
I don't
on
know
signing
what
him
he does for this team, right?
And that
now.
They needed a running back like Deion Lewis, and he has just not been
what I hoped. What was yesterday?
Okay, you guys are changing the subject. Did they take their? Is that a drive where they took the foot off the gas?
The two things
they ran
that worked,
the ball one
the
time.
Two things that worked were
they
passes.
Passed the, they ran the ball one time in the 5 plays. And you guys, that's not taking the foot off the gas. You said keep throwing it. They're throwing it. The first pass was 16 yards. All right, now they get the ball back. Okay?
On a fourth down stop. So
great fourth down stop.
Yep.
The score is 24-10.
Defense again coming through.
Derrick Henry, 5-yard run. Derrick Henry, 6-yard run. First down. Everybody
Success.
All right with that so far?
Yep.
Okay.
Penalty, intentional grounding.
Don't like it.
Right, but they're throwing the ball. You guys want them to throw. All right? You guys are just, you're fair weather fans. The play works. Oh, great play. Great play.
No,
play
we're
doesn't
not
work.
Weather.
Oh, what's
no,
going on?
We're
what
not
are they doing?
Weather.
Why would you, that's
a,
what you're doing.
First of all, no, give me a break. Okay, you
so now
know,
it's 2nd and 20.
You know what we're, do not say that. That was out of bounds right there. That's a penalty
you're
on you.
You're saying that's a foul?
That's a flag.
Okay, I'll take
that's
it.
A flag on you. You know better. You know better than that.
You guys were throwing daggers at me. I'm
Donick,
throwing back at you.
Donick, you're better than that.
All right, so now it's 2nd and 20. Okay? You want to just chuck it down the field for an interception?
Oh, it sounds like a run.
2nd and 20.
Sounds like a run.
Pass to Delanie Walker. You got a problem with that?
Of course
Incomplete.
Not. Of course not.
Now it's 3rd and 20. Now what do you want to do?
You know what you got to do.
Right. A screen pass to Deion Lewis for 11 yards. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
That's what you do on 3rd and 20.
That was the
20.
Only one that worked.
Yeah, that was the best play he's
right.
had all
and
year.
And you know what happened? He ran the ball to the 50-yard line, and Brett Kern punts
pinned
him to the Atlanta 10.
He pinned him.
What's wrong with that possession?
He's
You're ahead
best,
24-10.
He's the best punter in the game.
You got an intentional grounding. It set you back. What do you want them to do? And then we've already gone over the last 2 drives. There were good drives. They got the ball. They went down to the 10-yard line, and then the coach made a bad decision. They should have gotten 3 points. It should have been 27-10, game over.
So we finally
then they got
agree
it
on
late.
A drive. We agree on a drive. The third drive.
So,
right? We all agree? Yes?
Yeah.
Should
but
have been 3 points.
Wrong with the play, what's wrong with the play selection? It's not like they didn't turn and hand it to Derrick Henry 7 straight times
Do you,
in those 2 things.
Let me
Where
ask,
is the taking the foot off the gas?
Let me ask you a series of questions. And really, there's just one major question. Do you believe that this offense is inconsistent?
Yes. Of course it is.
Okay, and you just pointed it out right there with those plays that we just looked at.
But in the NFL, you don't score on every drive. Even the best offenses don't score.
And the Bucs did yesterday. Well, the Bucs and the Rams were scoring.
I'm not asking them to score on every drive. I'm just asking for some consistency against a mediocre football team, possibly a bad football team in Atlanta.
That was as consistent as you would. That was an excellent road win.
Because I'm past the good to great stuff. I'm just trying to find good every week. Be good every week.
You play like that every week. I like my chances most weeks.
Here you go, Willie. Here's a tweet, okay? Is this acceptable? This is from Beef and Beats.
Oh, boy.
The job on Sunday is to win the football game. That's what you've been saying.
No matter the fashion.
Not to get Mariota reps. That's what practice throughout the week is for. Sundays are for the team, not Mariota.
Yes. I like Beef.
Is that an acceptable Twitter?
Yeah.
Or tweet?
I like Beef and Beats.
Whoever that is.
Gregory Anderson.
Do you like Beef and Beats?
Gregory Anderson tweets a gif of Mark Wahlberg. Dude, just chill out and relax.
Who's that geared towards?
It says D-Mac and Chase to Willie D. Dude, just chill. I like fired up Willie.
You're not going to score on every drive. I don't know. I read you the plays. I can't do anything else.
You
for
got
it.
Caught
I laid
up
it out
and
for
then
you.
You threw a cheap shot. It was out of bounds. And you know better than that. We're not fair weather. Come on. We try to keep it on the straight and straight. No matter what happens. True?
It's all because Chase started ripping on my Mets for
I was trying to have started, a little but moment. That's a dart you should throw at him. Like you included both of us.
No,
you netted
I did.
Us.
I took a grenade and you put pulled me the in pin the off and just threw it. I did.
So do you still feel the same?
No, I've laid out everything I need to lay out. So it's up to
Look,
the people.
They won the game. The defense
they won the game decisively.
The defense did their job.
You guys would have an
argument. The offense in the first half did their job.
If it ended up 24-23 and they had gone into a shell and all of a sudden at the end of the game you're like, how did they barely hang on? I mean, there's been games like that before. Then I think you would have a point. They never were challenged. They never got close. And, yeah, because the defense made some
true.
Big
that's
stop.
That's not true. The Falcons – Matt Ryan threw for 400 yards.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
For 375. The last 50 were garbage time at the
he
end of the game.
He threw for 397 yards.
Right. The last 50 were meaningless. They got the ball on the two-yard line. The game was over.
Okay, but, I mean, they were moving the ball. They did. I guess it was the whole bend but don't break.
Exactly.
So they're moving the ball. It's the Falcons offense. It's the one bright spot they have.
Right, you've got to give up something. That's a good passing offense. You knew they were going to get some yards, but they did exactly what they needed to do. If they convert the fourth and one and they score, if they don't miss the field goal, like they got some breaks, right? The Falcons made some mistakes. But it's not about the yards you give up. It's effective in the context of what the score is at the time. That's what it's so important to jump out to the lead. It was massive when they go down and Brown makes the first catch, goes down and scored.
Falcons
come
right
back and score. I thought that was huge. The Titans came right back and went back ahead. That was fantastic.
Yep. Now the big question is, now how will they follow this up, right?
Do it again.
In the league too. Are we not seeing a lot of teams that fall into this category of
a lot of
they
two
look
and
completely
two.
Different one week to the
look
next?
Look at their division.
Like the Vikings have looked pretty good some weeks.
Didn't look good yesterday. They were awful. Awful.
The Raiders can look really bad. They go into Indy and win. How did that happen?
The Bears could have trotted out Max Herz and won that game yesterday. And I'm not even kidding. That's not even a joke. I think Max could have let. That's how bad the Vikings
were
yesterday.
Shout out to Max.
I would have the Buccaneers on my list of teams that really are in big, big trouble, and they go out to L.A. and beat the Rams and score 55. Tell me you saw that coming. There's some things you just can't explain in this league. In this league, it is a wild card week to week.
Well, it is good to be a road team.
It's not just
the Titans. It's good to be a road team.
My point is it's not just the Titans that we're thinking, hey, I can't figure this team out. That's about half the teams in the league, at least. Maybe two-thirds of the team.
Look at the road victories through 4 weeks in the NFL. It's scary.
Yep.
It is scary. Which has Buffalo coming in as the road team on Sunday. How will the Titans react to a really, really good win in Atlanta where it looks like they are just – they're teetering. The Falcons are teetering on the wheels just coming off that team. And really, it's very close. And maybe the Titans were a big part of that happening, if indeed that plays out. But we've thought that about other teams in the past, and teams turn it around and they get things going. Maybe that's the Cowboys, right? The Titans go in there Monday Night Football last year, rip them apart, and you're like, Cowboys, why'd they trade for Cooper? That did nothing. That was his first game. What a waste that was. And what did the Cowboys do after that Titans Monday Night Football game?
They went on a run.
Went on a run. So right. Some teams turn it around, some don't.
Here's another example. Yesterday, we were trying to figure out the Bills, right? If I'd have told you that Josh Allen would be whatever his numbers were, 2 for 12 with 3 interceptions, I mean, he was brutal yesterday. And you would give up a block punt for a touchdown, and yet the Bills would
still
be right in the game.
Still have a chance to win?
I mean, if you'd have told me Josh Allen's numbers and there's a block punt for a touchdown for the Patriots, I'm saying
game over.
Game over, lopsided win, 30-7.
Patriots cruise to a 4-0 start.
So something the Bills have – they've got some defense. They've got some pieces here. This is going to be a very interesting game on Sunday.
The line was 7. They won by 6. It's amazing. Vanderbilt favored by 6.5. They win by 6. How does Vegas do it? How does Vegas do that stuff?
I don't know.
Unbelievable. All right, we'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase on the other side. Couple pieces of hockey news that we're going to throw out there this segment. We'll also throw out our This Is What I Know to get things started. And then the last segment will be your phone calls. Got a really good prize attached to it, so we're going to want your participation after a weekend full of sports. So you should have – it's an open canvas. It's easy. Just tell us what you know. So we'll do that coming up just around the corner. First, let's get Hunter in here who wants to weigh in. Hunter, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I know that I'm early, but what I do know, not for the segment, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody for the Preds Fest this weekend. That was awesome. Had a great time. And I missed you, Willie D. I didn't know you were outside. I was inside.
I guess I went inside, you went outside. We just weren't on the same page.
What was your favorite part of Preds Fest?
I finally got to see Pekka and get his autograph. It took me 8 years, but I finally did it.
Wow, that's great.
Cool. Very cool.
I hear he's a nice guy.
He was.
He is, yeah.
And whatever side you're on the Titans part of it, if you had been inside watching the game on the Fang Vision, I believe is what they're calling it, it wouldn't have really mattered because that was pretty awesome.
Oh, you got to watch it? Oh,
they
awesome.
Had it on. Yeah.
Awesome.
But I'll let you guys go. Have a good one.
Yep, thanks for the call. So he went in, he zigged, you zagged.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to avoid him.
You and Hunter weren't on the same page.
It's a bummer. But you guys, we brought it up at the very beginning. They got issues. Like, this is really a league-wide. We talk about the Titans' attendance issues a lot. I'm sure the Vanderbilt thing will come up. It was boiling hot and there was nobody there.
Nobody.
But it's really a football issue. You got a brand-new stadium.
Well, you can't even complain about the heat.
You can't complain about the conditions, right? They announced 72,000, but there were a lot of people
I talked to Titans fans that went there, and one, they say the stadium is absolutely gorgeous. It's beautiful, but they said the atmosphere was shameful for Falcons fans.
Remember, so every Atlanta person we've had on, Chris D'Amino, West Durham, other beat writers, they say the same thing. Like, if we got a problem having the people actually sit in the seats and make some noise. It was worse than I thought it would be.
It's not for their MLS games.
I know.
Their MLS games are ridiculous.
So that was really interesting because it seemed like there was no noise.
How sad is it that their MLS team is blowing away the Falcons? Maybe beating them in attendance. Like actual people being there. I know whatever they announce.
Impact on the game. It's not even close.
It's not even close. Not even close.
Just presence and atmosphere, it's a no contest.
But
unfortunately, that's happening in a lot of football stadiums. Did you see Florida's crowd against Towson? I mean, they're playing Towson, right?
But
they're a top 10 team.
Right, but that's the comeback.
They used to play the Towsons and not have that problem.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. That's the new layer of today. People
in Gainesville.
We're not wasting our time with cupcakes. We'll just stay at home, or we'll do something else. That's the mentality.
It didn't used to be like that.
I know, but the mentality is different.
Even Alabama, they were.
You got to go sit in 98 seats. Degrees and watch Towson there.
Well, but Alabama's playing Ole Miss. I saw plenty of empty seats for the number one, number two team in the country.
Is little Nicky gonna give a speech this week?
He might not be happy. He might.
I think little Nicky's gonna be pounding the podium this week. How dare you stay home and not show up to our games?
I love it when he pounds the podium, though.
What kind of we have a couple news and notes on the Predators before we do This Is What I Know.
We do. Am I doing it?
Yes.
Okay. Adam Vingan put out there that the Preds have placed forward Mika Salamaki and defenseman Steven Santini on waivers. So they will have teams will have until tomorrow to place a claim. A lot of waivers, waiver updates going through today. And so this puts the Preds roster at 22. So they have one extra spot, right? Now, if my math is correct.
Right.
So it's interesting because I was looking at Cap Friendly and Salamaki, who of course is on a one-way deal, $750,000 is the cap hit, but Santini is $1.4 million. If they clear waivers, I mean, they still got to pay him. So
right.
And it still counts against the cap, right?
I believe so, yes.
Because it's a one-way deal. So
well,
I'm a little surprised
by that.
But this is... I think you have to pay them, but I don't know if your cap is hit. If they're in the minors, I don't know that it counts against the prorated
with
cap.
One-way
I got to check on
one-way
that.
One-way deals? Really?
Got to check on that. Yes.
I'm asking.
Adam tweeted something on that subject, Max?
Yeah, he tweeted something specifically about Santini's. I don't have it right in front of me right now. But it is about how a one-way deal counts against your cap if he does clear waivers and go to the AHL.
Regardless of whether he is playing in the AHL or the NHL. Okay, so that's part of it. I'm a little surprised at those two moves.
Yep.
So they will not be at the maximum
Well, at least
level
as of right now
guys
today.
Clear.
Today.
Yeah. We'll see if they clear, these two guys.
So from Adam, if Steven Santini clears waivers, part of his buried one-way contract would still count against the Predators' cap. He would have a cap hit of $341,667, which would be over $1 million less than his cap
hit. Okay, yeah. So you do save money by having
Mika's,
that salary in
Mika's
the minors.
Does not count. He said only Santini would be the one that counts against the cap.
So this is there will be some teams that are really up against it that will only carry... sometimes in extreme situations, you even have less than 20, 20 or less. You have no extra guys at all because they don't want it. Because every day that you employ guys, it counts against the cap. Whereas if you have them in the minors, so that's why you would carry less than 23. And most teams actually do at times carry less than 23. So there's a lot that goes into these decisions. I don't know all the details. But we'll also see if these guys clear and get to Milwaukee or somebody gets snapped up there.
I think there's a good chance one of them gets claimed.
All right, we'll come back and tell us what you know to close out the second hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Some things you just know.
I have to know.
Do you think everybody knows?
When you know, you just know. It's time to set the record straight. Join the fun on This Is What I Know with Darren, Donick, and Chase.
All right, tell us what you know. WWE tickets on the line. Monday Night Raw, Bridgestone Arena, December 2nd. That's... of course, on a Monday night. December 2nd, Bridgestone Arena, Monday Night Raw, WWE. Pair of tickets. Tickets haven't even gone on sale yet. They go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Who wants to start? By the way, 737-1025. Have a couple of lines available. Jump in there now, and we will go through these calls and award somebody these tickets. But we need your participation. 737-1025.
Go ahead, Willie.
This is what I know. It was reported on the telecast that, you know how it is, right? When the weather is hot and you're playing on artificial turf, it's even hotter, right? There's something about when it has artificial turf, it heats up the playing surface. So Vanderbilt's game, they reported that it was 127 degrees right on the turf. That's what the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
127. That's about as high as I've ever heard. I've heard of 110, 150, 127. And Vanderbilt decides to wear black jerseys. It's like, I can't believe those guys got through that game. That was absolutely brutal. I thought you'd have guys carted off left and right for the Heat. It is brutal out there.
Was it
127?
Somebody texted me and said it was hotter than that. It was hotter than who texted me that and said it was hotter than what they announced? That it was hotter than 127, which just doesn't even seem possible. I'm trying to get through, and the number they threw out, I'm like, what? I can't find it.
I
can't find it.
There's some games that are being played at those 11 o'clock. Like, I think it's at some point.
And that was an early start.
An early start, but it's right in the middle of the Heat, right? 11 to 2.
Well,
that's where the peak.
Like, 2 is really more like the peak, isn't it?
Well, I know this report of 127 was coming in the first quarter.
Trust me, we were out in it all weekend. Believe me,
I was
know
too.
How hot it was.
Absolutely.
It was brutal.
Now, here's what I know. Someday they're going to have to consider moving some of these games tonight. I don't know how they're doing it. All these, I know for TV and stuff, that people would freak out.
It's really TV's
but
job, right?
Honestly, for the safety of the players, this is getting bad.
That's what you know. It was hot.
Yes.
It's hot on Saturday, and you're wondering why black jerseys?
I'm wondering why black jerseys. And here's my other, this is what I know quickly. When Bama is playing kind of a non-conference game, not on the national spotlight, they've got the three-hour quick death methodical butt-kicking down. The game will be over in 2 hours and 15 minutes. They're really good at that. You know, Southern Miss and some of those, they have it down to where they're going to win like 42 to nothing, but the clock is going to keep running. But when it's 2:30 and they can showcase, they're throwing the ball all over the place. Like that was a pretty impressive performance against Ole Miss.
Quickly, this is what I know. When you go to the beach and you take snacks with you to the beach, don't feed the seagulls.
Oh, boy.
Because they won't leave you alone.
Yeah.
We got literally chased around by seagulls because they wanted the food. Bad call.
First trip to the beach?
No, well, I didn't do it.
Okay. I was going to say.
I knew that. Somebody that
so
will
that's remember. Like, what you that's knew. Like you get on here saying, you know what? I learned this weekend. Don't ride scooters on I-24.
Yeah, don't do that. And I also, I didn't learn this weekend. It was just reaffirmed to me that I'm really white and I burn. So my back is not feeling great today.
Okay.
Sunscreen?
Yeah. No, I use sunscreen. Doesn't always work.
Maybe you need to kick up the SPF a little bit.
What were you at, 30? SPF?
50.
Okay.
Maybe you need to crank it. It could go higher.
I don't know.
If you get 50 and you get 100, is there any difference?
I think they basically said it's really not.
Yeah.
It's just
I do wonder.
It just feels right. You just feel safe, right? That it's like, oh, this is 100.
Oh, I got 100.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole how often do you reapply?
Yeah.
Like I'm in the like I don't need to reapply.
Let's just say the last day I was just wearing a t-shirt at that point.
Yeah. That's a good way to go.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, what do you know?
Hey guys, sorry about that. So, trying not to make light out of a difficult situation. But this is what I know. Montez Burfict is lucky that he isn't just banned from the league and everything else. I mean, if you missed the shot he took at Doyle, it was a full-blown head-to-head launch, and the guy is lucky that somebody didn't come over there and lay the smackest down on his candy, for taking that cheap pop at Doyle. Personally, if you're asking me, he should be fired.
Well, he has been for the season. He's been shut down by the league.
He needs to be fired.
See, who's with me? Knock. Knock, who's with me? Who's with me? Knock.
But here's the thing.
There we go.
Y'all don't get what he just did, but he is a leader in the clubhouse.
He just
dropped about 3 wrestling references in that.
Okay. And then we dropped a Hard Knocks.
Yes.
Let's go to Steven. Steven, what do you know?
What I know, I think they should bring Brian Boyle back for the fourth line center on a 1-year deal.
Interesting. Thank you, Steven. It's like you were listening to our conversation during the break.
That actually did come up
during
the break. That
was actually being discussed during the break.
I love Brian Boyle. I just wonder where he would fit. right now. Now, you know, in another month or two,
are you saying
a couple guys
too,
get hurt?
Too big?
He's,
too tall?
He's big. It's hard to fit him. But in the lineup right now, it's kind of crowded. It's not evident where he would be placed in the lineup.
It is a crowded house.
Now, this is what will happen in the first month of the season. Some team will lose two or three forwards, and his phone will be ringing.
Yeah, he's going to – I think some. If he wants to play, he'll be playing. Let's go to Curtis. Curtis, what do you know?
This is what I know. Last week, I called in and I put Matt Gay on the list. Then he goes out and he has kicks a 58-yard field goal, is perfect on the day, and we put up 55 on the NFC defending champ.
Curtis, I'm not going to lie. I actually thought about you yesterday when that happened. I was like laughing. I couldn't remember your name. I just remember the call, and I was like, I wonder what, now that I know, I'll remember Curtis. I wonder what Curtis is thinking right now.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. And then, you know, we have two top 10 wide receivers listed right now. Jameis is in the top 10. And we have the a guy who seems to be running through four games now, seems to be running away with Defensive Player of the Year award. And for the first time in a few years, I get to see my team play live on October 27th against the Titans. And I'm super excited. I already have my tickets, and that's what I know.
And now you know what else you have to do. You have to just keep bashing your Bucks players, and they'll respond.
Apparently. Now I'm going to have to call in every week and put one of them on the list. Thank you, guys. Y'all
Thanks.
Have a great day.
You too.
55 in L.A.
55 on the Rams.
55.
And the guy who ended the day, the coffin for the Rams, Ndamukong Suh. And he let the Rams know about it. Let's go to Scoop and Score. That's what he had to finish out the day. Trevor, what do you know?
Hey, guys. You know, it's that time of season when I'm back again. This is what I know.
Is this Trevor in Milwaukee?
You bet, you buddy.
All right. Good to hear from you.
This is what I know. I know that the Milwaukee Admirals are going to be awesome this year. If they're sending down the players that they've been sending down, they've actually been sending Admirals down to the Florida Everblades now. They are going to be an awesome team this year, I think. And on a side note, I think the shoulder logo for the Predators is actually pretty badass. I think it's like Sailor Jerry-esque.
Thank you, Trevor. Enjoy some Admirals hockey this year, Milwaukee. Good to hear from him again. Heard a lot from him last year. Let's get one more in before we get out of here. Wayne, what do you know?
Morning, gentlemen. All I got to say is it's hockey season, and this club stand is back and better than ever, and this is what I know. I will be in Phoenix on March 28th when the Preds play the Coyotes.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Actually, you'll be in Glendale. Don't go to Phoenix. What? You won't find hockey game.
Well, unfortunately, Southwest doesn't go to Phoenix.
You're right. You'll have to get out to Glendale. That's a good point. You'll actually fly into Phoenix. So is that your big trip for the year, your road trip?
That is my trip for the year. It's the third time in 3 years I will be, quote-unquote, out past the Rocky Mountains.
Awesome.
Denver, Anaheim, now Phoenix.
You'll have to call us back after that trip and let us know how it went.
I'll try to be awake for it this time, too.
All right. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dan.
That'll do it for hour number two. We'll come back. We'll head east. We'll talk to Vince next.